Recorded Books presents An American Martyr in Persia, The Epic Life and Tragic Death of Howard Baskerville by Reza Aslan, narrated by the author. This book is dedicated to everyone everywhere fighting for their rights. Persia much regrets the honorable loss of your dear son in the cause of liberty, and we give our parole that future Persia will always preserve his name in her history, like that of Lafayette in America, and will respect his venerable tomb. Cablegram concerning the death of Howard Cochran Baskerville, sent to his father Henry by the revolutionary commander Sattar Khan, April 1909. Introduction. I have always known the name Howard Baskerville. For as long as I can remember, his name was a flash in the corner of my eye. When I was a child growing up in Iran, there were schools named after him. His face, cast in bronze, was prominently displayed in a museum in Tabriz, the city in which he died and was buried. His tomb is still there, pressed up against an overgrown apricot tree in a long abandoned cemetery. The edges of the sarcophagus are smooth and worn, not from the elements, but from a century or so of curious hands. People used to come here from all over the country to honor the American who gave his life for Iran. These days, hardly anyone comes at all. Those few who still visit his tomb know little about the man lying inside, save for the bare facts of his life and death. He was 22 years old, a Christian missionary. He came to Persia in the fall of 1907 to teach English and history and to preach the gospel. Although Iranians referred to the country as Iran, it would not officially be known as Iran until 1935. He took up arms and fought alongside his students in a bloody revolution against a ruthless tyrant. He died a martyr in the cause of freedom and democracy. That is pretty much all I knew about Howard Baskerville. To Iranians of my generation, he was simply the American. The name embodied the country. It was a metonym for the United States. Youthful, impassioned, a little bit naive perhaps, but earnest in the conviction that freedom is inalienable. In the run-up to the Iranian Revolution of 1979, the third of three revolutions in my home country over the course of the 20th century, Baskerville's name surfaced once again. There was an expectation among some Iranians that America, quote, a nation of Baskervilles, would undoubtedly support the struggle against a dictator that many deemed to be as vile and repressive as the one Baskerville died fighting against 70 years earlier. That would not be the case, of course. America was more concerned with promoting its interests than its principles in Iran. If Mr. Baskerville were resurrected today and still intent on fighting dictators and oppressors, wrote a prominent Persian writer and activist in 1977, he would find himself shooting his own countrymen. The metonym, it seemed, had broken. Afterward, when the American-backed Shah fled to the United States and the Persian monarchy transformed into an Islamic republic, a different form of tyranny, Baskerville's story was wiped from the country's collective memory. The schools were renamed, the bronze bust tucked into a corner of the museum. His tomb was abandoned, his name forgotten, his self-sacrifice buried beneath decades of anger and animosity between the United States and Iran. I, too, eventually forgot his name. As an Iranian refugee living in America, I could have made Baskerville my lodestar, my guide and beacon in an unfamiliar country I was suddenly forced to call home. But no American had ever heard of him. He wasn't taught in schools or talked about in politics. In Iran, Baskerville had been erased from our history books. In America, he was never in them to begin with. Over the years, I found myself occasionally looking for Howard Baskerville again. I would pore over what little I could find in archives and libraries, trying to piece together a meaningful account of his life and death. I found historical documents casting him as a pure-hearted youth, whose blood came to a boil at the sight of the suffering that took place around him. And I read opinion pieces, painting him as a reckless white savior whose insertion into Persian affairs presaged a century of American interference in Iran. Some called him a hero, the American Lafayette. Marquis de Lafayette was a French military officer who fought in the American Revolutionary War.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?